Oh, hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome to Hour 2 of the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Coming up, we're going to check in, hopefully, with our friends from Tobago as we get ready to head over there for the Tobago Underwater Carnival. You can check it out, TobagoUnderwaterCarnival.com. Also, Andrew Bouse from Olympus Cameras is going to join us because I'm taking a new camera system over to Tobago to do some shots of the mermaids, and it's really nice. The new PL2 has just been released, and I got hooked up with that. You'll hear all about that in just a bit. And plus, Eric Douglas from Divers Alert Network is going to join us and talk about this harvesting divers study. That's not about harvesting divers like a plant life or like, you know, growing them and harvesting them.
Are divers waking up in hotel bathrooms and
they're harvesting their spear guns and their weight belts and masks? No. It's a whole different thing. Divers that like, you know, dive down for like fish and harvest lobster.
Divers that
pearl
harvest.
Divers and things like that.
I understand.
Yeah, yeah. So he's doing a study on that for Divers Alert Network. You'll hear all about it in just a bit. But first, we have a new sponsor on the show, and I'm very excited about this because this is something I've wanted to do on Scuba Radio for many, many years. You know, we're in our 14th year, and I've always wanted to be a rebreather diver. I've wanted to learn how to rebreathe, how to do the whole rebreather thing. Now that I'm in photography,
yes,
no bubbles sounds even more and more appealing to me.
I've got two things. Number one, clearly, having shared a hotel room with you in the past,
yeah,
I always thought your goal was to be a mouth breather diver, but no, you say a rebreather diver.
What do you mean a mouth breather diver?
Oh, nothing. Don't even worry about that.
Yeah, okay.
But number two, isn't that going to be a little bit problematic?
What?
I mean,
rebreather?
See, this rebreather, and this is the problem I have with rebreathing, and I'm going to say it quietly because I know we're probably going to be talking with Mike Fowler soon, and he's probably listening.
Yeah, from silent diving. Yeah,
yeah, but here's the problem with rebreathing, the way that I see it.
Okay.
Pile of bubbles going up behind your head, that is what identifies diving on the radio. Now, for us, what noise are we going to use for rebreathing? I don't hear anything.
That's it.
I'm not scaring any fish. I'm not chasing anything away because it doesn't really hear me making noise, and that is not going to work for radio.
Maybe we've been doing the entire show today on a rebreather. No one would know except us, and maybe that's the case. Mike, does a rebreather make any noise at all? You tell me. You're the expert.
Hi. Well, to a certain extent, it does make a little bit of noise, but it's more the fact that you can hear your own breath every time you inhale and exhale.
Okay.
So that's why it doesn't disturb the environment.
I got you. So it's more like a heavy breathing kind of thing.
Just like you sound as though you do when you're in the hotel room.
Now, wait a minute. And you know...
It's like he was there.
Mike Fowler is our guest, by the way, from silentdiving.com. And the Inspiration and Evolution Rebreather Systems. Now, I got to tell you, Mike, that whole thing about him talking about the hotel room, that never happened. That was a conversation that was supposed to happen off the air that kind of sneaked out. You hear what I'm saying?
Yes, I do.
Yeah.
Well, we'll see about that.
Yeah, exactly. So this whole rebreather thing, though, I'm very excited about it. I know it's extremely popular for professional photographers because no bubbles mean the animals will get closer to you because they're not spooked, right? Is that your main target or what? What's going on?
Oh, no, I actually believe the rebreathers are for everybody. Everybody that are committed divers that, you know, try and get out and do 50 or so plus dives a year. You know, people that do 2-3 expeditions type diving or 2 or 3 vacations over the winter period and then try and get out every other weekend during the summer, depending where they live. But it's becoming more and more popular for recreational divers, as well as it's already fairly popular with the more technical and the deeper divers.
Right.
And again, as well as photographers and videographers.
Yeah, I mean, it definitely has started to become a little bit more open to the recreational market. And I know that is the focus of where you're going with Silent Diving. You can check them out at silentdiving.com. And the inspiration in evolution, because they're becoming simpler and the price point of the equipment's coming down a little bit. Is that the key? Is it technology's finally catching up to make this more accessible to the wider market, or what?
Yeah, I think a couple of things are happening. Is our biggest job is dispelling the myth that rebreather diving is complex and technical.
And we're going to prove that by getting me certified as a rebreather diver, right?
Well, absolutely. So then it can't be too complicated.
That's right.
All,
if Greg can do it, anybody can.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I think that's one of the big things, is to get out there that it's not as difficult as people think that it is, and that the advantages certainly outweigh some of the potential disadvantages with rebreather diving. And I think one of the big things that's happening later on this year for us is that Paddy are going to be coming out with their own training courses. Although the other training agencies have done a great job,
yeah.
I think the one benefit of an organization as large as Paddy coming out with rebreather training, offering rebreather training on our units, is the fact it's actually going to give us that little bit more credibility,
right,
for the sports diving market, as opposed to the technical agencies who already teach the technical side. So I think that's going to be great for the rebreather industry and us as a whole.
Yeah, well, you definitely see it coming. I've seen this coming for a few years now, for sure, and I've definitely, you know, wanted to do it for sure for the last at least 5 or 6 years. And you know, I almost did it about 5 years ago, and then we had a rash of incidents, and I was like, maybe this is a little too technical. It's getting a little scary. People are having, you know, problems with these systems. But I mean, what is it about that? Is it, you know, these accidents happen, and they're drawing all this big attention, and it's almost like a shark bite type of situation? Or has there been a problem with the equipment or the technicality of using these systems in the past?
Well, certainly I don't believe there's been any problems with our units, but unfortunately, yeah. I mean, breathing underwater is not a natural thing. And I like your analogy with the shark bite thing.
Yeah.
And really, for me, the incidents that have happened in the past, it's, in many terms, it's down to just diver error and attitude, unfortunately.
Yeah.
You know, if you've got a piece of equipment that is telling you specifically not to go diving, and then you carry on and go diving, then obviously that's not a sensible thing to do. And unfortunately, things can go wrong. But, you know, on the positive side is that, you know, rebreathers, the technology is improving all the time with CO2 sensing technology, new oxygen sensors, and new software that can potentially warn you earlier and make it more interactive. So definitely rebreathers are becoming safer, as well as the training side of things is very important to make sure that we're setting people up to have successful dives instead of drilling people in the idea that if the equipment fails, this is what you should do. And I think I believe that it's a mindset thing, that if we go in the water with the right attitude, as we should on open circuit, it applies just as much to rebreathers. If we have that right attitude before we get in the water, then you can have a fun, successful, enjoyable, happy dive.
Got it.
All right, now, As the rebreather technology is becoming more and more a part of the world of diving, are some people learning to dive on rebreathers, and would they have an advantage over somebody who learned on an open circuit and then tried to learn rebreather?
Well, I definitely think that, with all the years of experience I've had with teaching, is that, it's sometimes difficult to teach the old dogs new tricks.
Yeah.
So some of the hardest people that I've had to train, or the hardest job I've had with divers that I've trained, are the ones that are the absolute most experienced with 4,000 plus dives, commercial experience, that sort of thing. They can actually have it can be more difficult for them to make the mental change over to rebreathers than somebody who is relatively new into it.
Yeah, well, that would make sense. SilentDiving.com, check them out on the web. We're going to follow this story over the next few weeks. And at the end of June, I'm doing a rebreather class. You'll hear all about it right here.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
For over 20 years, Explore Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures, and just maybe why Explore Ventures is one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at ExploreVentures.com, but it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explore Ventures apart from the rest. That's why we've made Explore Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. Matter of fact, we'll be on several trips throughout the year, and we'd love for you to join us on any of these great diving adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explore Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit ExploreVentures.com. That's ExploreVentures.com.
You suck. You have to survive when you're scuba diving 30 feet underwater. The next time you dive, suck air through Oceanic's new Delta 4 regulator with dry valve technology. DVT eliminates moisture, corrosion, and hose deterioration. The Delta 4 also features an FDX10 balanced diaphragm for years of hassle-free diving. So admit it, you suck. And you should be sucking on a Delta 4 by Oceanic.
You are a diver and have the Dive Flag shirt, hat, and bumper sticker to prove it. However, you can share your love of diving and ascend to a higher level with Dive Silver. Combining exquisite sterling silver with gemstones, Dive Silver is the perfect way to share your passion for the underwater world. From mantis to mermaids and everything in between, you'll find something truly unique to express your love of diving in the extensive line of Dive Silver jewelry. And at an affordable price, go to DiveSilver.com and see for yourself. That's DiveSilver.com.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
Young Lady Tony. Okay, this is the new song. I like it. I don't care what they say. It has a nice little groove to it. It's still about 50-50 on the emails, whether they like this for Tony or not.
Mermaid Tony.
You know, Bill has a dance he's doing. I think it could be the Mermaid Tony dance, which is ironic because it's not Mermaid Tony dancing. It's Bill, the producer. And it's a little disturbing, but that kind of matches the groove.
Mermaid Tony.
Yeah, she was really turned off on this, but... You know, CJ liked it. He thought it was so bad it was good. Bill gives it two fins up, right?
Oh, actually, I believe that it is so inherently stupid and idiotic that it's perfect.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's go to the phones, and let's just see what kind of reaction we get.
Mermaid Tony.
Mermaid Tony. Yeah, okay. Crockett's on line three. Crockett, what do you think? You like the new tune for Mermaid Tony or what?
Well, the tune fits the theme of your show that you've had for the last 14 years.
Yes, okay. And I'll take that as a compliment, even though it was probably a backhanded
well,
insult.
Well, anything to do with Tony can't be bad. So.
Well, there you go. All right. All right, so you're saying keep it. It's a keeper.
Why not?
Okay, smash or trash?
Smash.
All right, there we go. We got a smash. Let's go to... Eric.
Hold on. He did not call just for that purpose.
Oh, he did?
That's not the only reason Crockett called.
Oh, well, it's too late. I hung up on him.
Oh,
Why? What else did he want to talk about?
Well, he was going to tell you that he'd seen that camera we're going to be talking about a little bit later.
Oh, the PL2?
Yes.
All right, well.
He wanted to talk with you about that, but apparently, as we in the business say, screw that noise.
Yes. And besides, I'm going to talk to Andrew from Olympus, the big cheese, about it.
Right.
I had a couple questions about the camera. You'll hear all about that here in just a bit. But in the meantime, Eric Douglas from Divers Alert Network is on the line, and I know he has more to talk about than just the Mermaid Tony song, but I believe he may have an opinion of this new smash that we've played on the show a couple times today and debuted worldwide last week. What do you think, Eric?
So you're going to make me comment on this, aren't you?
Yeah, let me put it to you this way. If you don't like it, Eric, it could quickly be changed into Eric Douglas.
Then I love it as the Mermaid.
Okay, there we go. All right, see? He was easy.
I was actually trying to imagine Tony's reaction to it and how difficult she's going to make your life.
Oh, no, she's already done that. The point is, I'm trying to stack the deck in my favor right now, Eric. So what you're supposed to say publicly is that you think this is a smash, that it should be played all the time when Tony comes on the air. Because if you don't, and she follows her gut, she will hit me next time I see her in person, and that will be tomorrow.
Well, Greg, she's going to hit you tomorrow anyway. I mean,
yeah, good boy. What do I got to lose? All right. Well,
so, yeah, exactly. Just throw it out there then, dude.
Yeah. All right. Well, moving on. Now, Eric, you work for Divers Alert Network, and I know you've been real busy with this harvesting divers thing. And that isn't about, you know, harvesting the organs of dead divers or anything like that. It's what are these divers like? Pearl divers, oyster divers? Fill in the gaps.
Okay, it's actually very similar to that. This is a project we've been working on for about a year now. These are divers who harvest lobster. They also harvest conch, abalone, sea cucumber, a little bit of everything, actually, but primarily, or their biggest harvest is spiny lobster. So they're, you know, Caribbean, or I've actually seen them off of Africa, off of Brazil, but they're diving for spiny lobster, harvesting them by hand. But what they're doing is they're diving either on scuba or on hookah on a surface applied rig.
Right.
But they're diving so far beyond any kind of safe diving limit in this hunt for lobster that they're getting pretty horribly injured, disabled, and killed. You know, in this quest for cheap lobster for it.
I really think that the question though here, Eric, is how tasty is the lobster? Because it might be worth it.
Bill, and I know what you're saying, but honestly, I haven't touched lobster in a couple of years because of this.
Yeah.
It's pretty nasty stuff. There's just in this one group of what we call what are known as mosquito Indians in Honduras, there are 2,000 of them who have some permanent disability brought on by harvesting lobsters.
Yeah.
And
it's because they don't have any other.
They know about.
Financial way to make money, or do they not know that they're breaking all the basic rules of diving, or what, Eric?
You know, they've been told, and it's somewhere in the back of their head they know that it's dangerous for them. But you've hit it. They don't know. There's no other way for them to make money where they live, and there's a certain level of exploitation too. You know, they're being pressured to dive more, to ignore symptoms where we as recreational divers, anytime we would feel a little pain or a twitch or whatever, we'd say, hey, you know, I think I've got a potential problem. These guys don't actually identify that they have a problem until they literally can't stand up or they can't walk anymore.
Hmm.
And it's that serious. There's a physician that we work with who's in La Ceiba, Honduras, who just in the 13-month period from November of 2009 through the 12 months of 2010, treated 130 of these divers who were, every one of them was severely paralyzed. Now, probably 8 in 10 of them, after he was able to treat them and care for them, were able to walk away from the chamber with some, you know, with some disability, but they at least could walk again.
Yeah.
But he treated 130 of these guys in a 13-month period. The thing that amazes all of us who've been dealing with this is it's truly this is more cases than any other hyperbaric medicine physician sees, more severe cases sees in their entire career. And that's a little bit of an exaggeration, but for most of them, that's entirely true. And he's seen it in 1 year.
The upside of this, which, you know, it's hard to think of an upside, but that's what you're looking at. You're studying this situation and trying to figure out what are some of the new limits we didn't realize because we haven't seen so many incidents in one location or what? What is the ultimate goal?
One of the greatest things we're going to learn from this, and there is certainly a research aspect to it or a learning aspect to it, is we're actually seeing how quickly or how effective treatments can be even after a delay. Some of these guys will be diving 4 or 5 days away from treatment, so they'll be paralyzed and then literally have to lay on the boat deck for 4 or 5 days, unable to walk, unable to function, and then the doctor gets them and treats them, and he's still having very good success treating them. We had normally thought that after 4 or 5 days, you know, the conventional wisdom said that there wasn't a whole lot of point in hyperbaric treatment anymore. And he's having tremendous success with it. So we're actually researching delayed treatment and finding how effective treatments that have been delayed 4 or 5 days out can be on severe decompression illness.
Well, there you go. And that's good stuff. That's just one of the many things that Divers Alert Network's doing. Eric, this is his main project. Is it up at diversalertnetwork.org or maybe?
Actually, you can find it on alertdiver.com. We did a story for Dan Members. We did a story in Alert Diver magazine last fall, and it's on alertdiver.com, still up there. It's not on the front page of the website any longer, but you can search for Harvesting Divers.
All right, there you go. More coming up.
Scuba Radio.
Scuba.
Scuba Radio.
Back to the world's first radio show devoted to diving. All right, Crockett is called back because I cut him off. You wanted to ask something about the Olympus camera.
He called in with a reason to talk to you, a legitimate scuba-related conversation, and you made him say something about the new Mermaid Tony song, and then you hung up on him.
Yeah, well, I'm sorry. I mean, what can I do? We are going to talk to Andrew Bounce from Olympus in just a bit, but Crockett, what's your question about the... the camera, is a specific question about the new PL2 or what?
Well, yeah, I think I seen the PL2 up at their booth up at the expo. I was looking at it. I saw somebody else walking around with last year's model, but it looked like it's a little point-and-shoot size camera with a bayonet mount on it for like a 35 millimeter.
Yeah, and it comes with two lenses, it's very similar. It's actually a little bit more streamlined than last year's model, the new version is.
Right.
And that's what I've been shooting. The latest video at scubaradio.com was shot with the PL1. And it's very compact with the housing and everything, packs really easily. And
it looked like a really cool camera.
Yeah, it takes really nice stuff. I've been very, very pleased with the PL1. And obviously there's some options and features that the PL2 does. And I don't even know them all yet. And that's why we got to talk to Andrew and get the lowdown before I head over to Tobago and have to do a new video for the mermaid, so make sure I use this thing properly. But it's cool.
I hope we have time to ask my very important question, because I think they use the PL2 in those screenings at the airport now. So please let me know if the PL2 lets you see underneath people's clothing.
There probably is.
I got one more thing, Greg. I just wanted to say an early happy birthday to you.
Oh, well, thank you. Thank you very much.
When are you going to hit 29?
Monday. It'll be 29.
Yeah, Crockett never learns. It doesn't matter how many times you hang up on Crockett. He just never learns.
29. It is, once again, I'll be celebrating my 29th birthday and my 80th liver birthday on Monday in Tobago. All right, let's talk to Andrew Bounce from Olympus. That's coming up next right here on the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
Prepare to rig for dive!
Your surface interval is complete. You're now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
I'll show y'all. I don't need this suit.
And I'm getting the picture.
And I don't need this helmet neither.
Yeah, I'm getting the picture.
How long could she stay like that?
I don't know.
Oh, getting the picture.
Sandy's a girl?
And welcome back to the world's first radio show devoted to diving as we get ready to travel to Tobago, Fiji, and then, of course, ending up in California on the left coast there at the Scuba Show in Long Beach, California. I have to properly prepare. And once again, I have a new system, a new underwater camera system, actually for topside, too. But my friends at Olympus have hooked me up. Andy is on the line. Andrew Bousk is the man behind the madness here at Olympus, and he's on Scuba Radio right now. How you doing, Andy?
I'm doing great, Craig, and you?
I'm great. I got this new camera. I love it. It's the new upgraded version or the next version of the Pen camera, the Olympus Pen, right?
It is. And you know, before we get started on the Pen, I do have to ask you the most important question, Greg.
Yeah, what's that?
How are the mermaids?
Well, the mermaids are good. They're looking fine. And, of course, you'll be the first one to see the pictures with this new camera that I take of them in Tobago, Fiji, and even Long Beach.
Awesome, awesome. Well, as you know, you've been using our EPL-1 for about the last year, and we just upgraded that camera about a month and a half ago, and now we have the EPL-2, and made some fantastic improvements to it, especially for underwater use. Instead of having a 2.7-inch screen, you now have a big 3-inch LCD display screen.
Nice. Now, I've already told the mermaids that makes them look 10 pounds lighter. So I'm not sure if that's the case, but that's what I told them off the record. But what does it technically do from a photographer's standpoint?
Well, as you know, composing underwater is a little bit more tricky than composing on land because you have the visibility factor, you've got, you know, currents down there, and you're trying to keep the camera in front of you. The fact that that screen is you know, 30% bigger, it's just going to make it so much easier to see what you're doing and compose the picture.
Okay, so when you're older like myself, I'm getting ready to celebrate another birthday, that bigger screen makes things easier to see. Not that that's a personal issue with me, but I can see how other people that are getting up there in age, the bigger the better, right?
Yes, bigger the better.
And
the other key point that we've added to this is it also ships with a brand new 14 to 42 millimeter Series 2 lens. And this lens is also a major improvement. The lens has a silent motor system in it, so it's going to focus much faster and much quieter.
You actually do get some camera noise a lot of times on the video when you're shooting with underwater cameras, so this limits that as well, I guess, right?
Yeah, this lens improvement is going to be really nice for the video because it's a lot smoother, a lot faster, and as you said, you won't get some of the background noise from the lens focusing as you did with the older series lens.
Yeah, and that is something that I have been using the camera for. This is technically a still camera, but as we have seen on the website, our latest video was shot with the Olympus PL-1, and I got great video, high-def video of that. You can do the same thing with this one, right? Even better with the lens, I guess.
Yes, absolutely. Still have HD video in it. The lens is going to be an improvement. And for those of, for your listeners who saw our EPL-1 commercials that we ran on national television, that entire commercial, when it, you know, concludes at the end, you'll see the entire commercial was actually shot with the Pen camera.
The technology has really gotten out of control. And you know, one of the things when I first started dabbling and shooting underwater video and pictures was I always needed something smaller, lighter, and easier to carry and get through the airports and things. And that's where this kind of evolved when I
started talking to Andrew about this, and he showed me this camera because I never thought I could shoot high-def video with a still camera, but now you can, and it's just as good, if not better, than a lot of the video cameras, and you have that versatility to go from still to video and get some amazing images. And it's even smaller, the new version, the housing for the PL2, you've even trimmed down the size, and it was already small enough as it is.
Yeah, we made the housing a little bit smaller. To your point about the video, I just want to add something there. You know, one thing nice our engineers did is they made it really easy to go back and forth between still shooting and video. We have a one-touch big button on the back for one-touch video, and you can just be shooting stills, and something comes along, and you want to, you know, go into your HD video. You hit that button, it'll automatically restart recording your video. And then the beauty, especially, again, to an underwater photographer where you have special settings and you might have set things just right for what you were shooting stills for, you hit that button again, and it takes you right back to where you were shooting stills. You don't have to go and reset this and reset that. It'll return you to the same settings you were at when you were, you know, shooting still photography.
It doesn't get any easier than that. So it
doesn't get any easier than that. And like you said, it's small. You know, I'm as you know, I'm not only, you know, a product manager for Olympus, but I also shoot underwater photography myself. And you know, one thing I love about this system is any way you slice it, when you travel with a conventional DSLR system, you had to take a big, you know, hard case with you on wheels with, you know, all this stuff and the lens ports and the different gears. What I love about the PEM system is I get the camera, a couple of lenses, my two flashes, and my bracket in a over-the-shoulder bag that I carry on the plane.
It's small, it's lightweight, and it shoots incredible images. Even some schlub like me can come away with some really cool-looking stuff. I'm very proud of the stuff I've shot and the videos we've edited. We've gotten a huge response from it. And I have no clue to what I'm doing, Andrew. So,
but you have the key component, Greg. You're also bringing an entourage of beautiful subjects everywhere you go.
All right, it's all about the talent and the equipment is what you're saying.
Absolutely.
It's not necessarily how well you know how to use it.
I'm glad Olympus was able to provide this to you, and hope you have a great time with it on your trip.
I have no doubt we will. We're going to get some great stuff in Tobago, Fiji, and then we'll end up in Long Beach. Maybe we'll share some of those images with you at the Scuba Show in Long Beach. How's that sound, Andrew?
Looking forward to it.
Or would you rather me just give you the mermaids in person?
You know, that's a tough call, Greg. You know, don't, you know, I'm on national radio here. You know, that's, you're putting me on the spot.
Okay, I hear what you're saying.
But I have to do what's good for the company. I'm going to take the pictures.
Okay, good man. And we'll work a deal under the table there at the show. All right.
You got it. Thanks as always, Greg.
All right, there you go. We'll see Andrew in Long Beach. I look forward to that. And I look forward to taking some shots with this new PL, too. It's going to be good. All right, let's see. Line 3 is ringing.
Don't just grab the phone.
What? What do you mean? No, let's take this line.
We have professional call screening people here. You don't know what kind of crazy person might be calling.
No. Let's just take it. I feel a little wily, you know, as I get ready to head out of the country. This is line 3 is ringing. Hi, who's this? Hello? Hello?
Greg!
Abby, it is. It's Mermaid Abby.
Oh, no.
Former Mermaid Abby. She now works for Divers Alert Network.
Abby from Divers Alert Network. It is great to have Abby on the phone.
Isn't it ironic that Abby would call in today, Bill? After
I know you called her.
I don't know if it's ironic as much as it is me returning your phone call.
Yes.
So.
I thought it was very important for you to represent today, Abby, because Bill made some comments earlier in the show today, and I stood up for your chastity.
It's nothing like that, Abby. You know this program.
I know. That's why I
all
called her.
The person that would need to have your back to defend you is not me. It's Greg.
Yes,
you would need to be defended from Greg, not defended from me.
No. But in this case, I stood up for you, Abby.
Here's what happened, Abby. There's the scooter races the last week of July.
Underwater scooters.
And I thought, of all the people who have ever been affiliated with this program, you would be the best racer. So I don't know where there's a need for defense.
He said that you would be the best mermaid to represent Scuba Radio in an underwater scooter race.
I meant any Abby. Person who had ever been involved in this program. Not just mermaids, but she happened to have been a mermaid.
Why do you think that is, Abby? Why do you think you would make such a comment?
The You're trying to accuse Bill of being sexist. Is that what I'm getting here?
Oh, no, I'm not accusing him. He definitely is being sexist right now. Trust me.
Here's how I look at it.
Okay.
Bill's 100% right. I would be the mermaid to win. And on top of that, I would be the number one person in the history of Scuba Radio, period, to win such a race. Why? Because I'm a competitor. I'm aerodynamic, and I like to win.
All right, that aerodynamic is how...
These are the exact same words. I use streamlined, not aerodynamic, but I use streamlined. You are made to race.
Yes, that's right, exactly.
You are like a high-performance automobile.
I feel the need for speed.
She is the Jaguar of...
She's built for speed, is what you're saying.
That's
all right, Abby.
I'm the underwater Jaguar, yes. That's what I want you to refer to me as from now on.
I know, I've seen her in action. She's kind of a cougar out at the bar scene sometimes. But
stop.
Hey, now. But okay, Abby. Well,
10 years from now,
I thought I was standing up for you, and lo and behold, she agrees with Bill. What the hell do I know?
Wholeheartedly.
Well, you know, I think Bill obviously sees me as a winner, and I cannot disagree with that, Bill. I support you fully.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that. Now, are you available the last weekend in July? Because I'm telling you, there's going to be a need here.
So wait, the scooter races are the last weekend in July?
Yes.
Do I need to do any training?
Yes. Bill will take you through a proper training.
I don't think she needs any training whatsoever. I think she could win.
Rub some molasses on her.
Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Hosting a radio show about scuba diving and boating is one of the best gigs on the planet. It's actually part of my job to check out and report on cool new products I personally use to enhance my diving and boating adventures. However, I do believe in sharing the joy, and this is why we've added Nanook protective hard cases to our list of products you can now purchase on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Nanook cases are designed to protect the most sensitive equipment in the harshest environments. Underwater photographers, listen up. From their high-impact K7 resin to their exclusive power claw latches, Nanook has raised the bar for those of you that demand the best protection for your gear. Plus, Nanook protective cases cost less than similar products currently on the market. The company has been around for over 15 years, but it's new to the U.S., so we've made a small number of Nanook cases available exclusively for you at a special introductory price on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Go there now and check out Nanook, the evolution of protection.
I'm always the first to run low on air.
I'm adjusting my BCD all the time.
It feels that I spent half my dive swimming back to the dive boat and on the surface.
You can learn to improve your diving so that you can feel more confident with your skills and more comfortable in the water thanks to the Professional Association of Dive Instructors. Peak Performance Buoyancy and the Navigation Specialty Course are just a few of the many PADI offerings to consider. Visit PADI.com to find the PADI Dive Center nearest you. PADI, the way the world learns to dive.
Bula, that's the greeting you get from the smiling, generous Fijians who welcome you to Fiji. And while Fiji's friendly people, white sand beaches, rainforest, and waterfalls are a huge draw for any traveler, divers in the know consider Fiji the soft coral capital of the world. With direct regular flights from LAX on Air Pacific, it's never been easier to live your Fiji experience. Go to FijiMe.com to book dive packages from backpacker to five-star spa resorts. That's FijiMe.com.
Free. Have the courage to follow it.
I want to glide down through the open ocean. It's going to feel like a dream where I can fly. I will be wearing hardly next to nothing. Going to leave the scuba world for a while. Now I'm free.
Yeah, we're going to work some of these skills. That we just learned in that freediving course with Martin Stepanek in Fort Lauderdale in Tobago. We're going to take these skills. Mermaid Tony was in the class with me as well. She is on Scuba Radio right now. How you doing, Tony?
I'm wonderful. We leave
for
Tobago tomorrow, Greg.
Yay!
Yeah, I got to tell you what, I really like this this song pairing. This is the first time I've heard this one.
Right, yeah.
And this is excellent. This is better than the other one you played earlier. And, well, maybe almost as good. Something that I find unusual, it is a long parody for you. It's 3 minutes and 5 seconds. Why is that?
Well, just coincidence.
Oh, interesting.
So, by practicing these skills, freediving, I mean, you're going to have to be on scuba, because you can't hold your breath longer than 30 seconds, and I'll be freediving.
What are you talking about? I did 3 minutes, 5 seconds. Yeah.
You are such a liar.
When we were in the pool for our freediving class a few weeks ago, there was some controversy that erupted after the class because my partner, who was timing me, said that I went 5 seconds longer than everybody else. And then Tony, in her better half, said that that wasn't the case.
They would drag you to the bottom, hold their breath while holding you down, and they were going to outbreathe you. Did they say that? Because I can hear those words forming in Tony's head.
They just kept denying it. I said, wait a minute. Wait. I didn't make this up. This is what my timer said. Tony, come on.
Oh, come on.
What?
So you're still milking this, aren't you? Still milking it.
Something.
Well, getting past that, you at least liked the parody song, the free diving song. They did a pretty good job with that.
Free diving song is not bad. I will give them that one.
You'll give me that one. So you do like the free diving song?
I like the free diving song, which is pretty much the only ones I like that you've ever done.
You don't like the Yellow Submarine song?
What?
Aww. The Yellow Submarine parody song is classic. Dive in the USA.
Everybody's cheering for it. See, they liked it so much.
I know. There's a Little League softball game in my backyard today.
Yeah, well, they're probably listening, too, and I don't blame them. I put a lot of work into this stuff. I would cheer for me, too. But you don't like
it. I don't know if Greg has ever done a bad parody song. I mean, really, when I think about them, I don't know that I've ever heard a parody song that I would consider to be a bad one.
Oh, I can think of a few.
A few? Really? Like what, Tony? Tony, are you there? Hello, Tony? Earth to Tony. She just got hit in the head with a baseball.
Softball, yeah.
Tony, are you there, or are you just being quiet?
Long fly ball to left.
I think we lost her.
She's never been this quiet before.
All right. Well, what else are we going to do to fill up the time if she's not there anymore?
Now let's just press this button and see what happens.
Mermaid Tony.
There. Yes. This couldn't be one of the songs she was talking about that she didn't like, is it? Nah.
There's no way.
Where's that applause when we need it?
Mermaid Tony.
Yeah, there. Oh, there it is. Right, see? It's that baseball crowd. They're hearing this now. They like the song. It's a hit. It's number one with a bullet. You like it. You gave it two fins up. Don't lie, Bill.
There's no question. The spectacular idiocy of this song rises the parody to a level of brilliance.
Yeah. I don't know if it's parody is really the proper term for this as much as just annoying.
When you wholeheartedly embrace something this stupid, it has to be parody.
I think it's the new
camp.
Macarena. And especially with your dance, what would you call that Mermaid Tony dance you're doing right there?
Mermaid Tony.
Mermaid Tony. Mermaid Tony. A little shake of the hips thing. That's quite disturbing.
It is how my people dance. The first step. If
your
you want
people
to do
are...
White guys. if you want to do the Mermaid Tony, the real key is first to have your feet firmly planted, a comfortable shoulders width apart.
Yeah.
And then you can do a lot. It's like the anti-river dance.
Yeah. What do you think, Tony? Do you like it? No, we still
Actually, Tony, we're going to ask you a question, and if you disagree, please shout as loudly as possible. But if you agree, silence will be fine. So, Tony, once again, is this not the greatest song you have ever heard?
Yeah.
And silence,
okay,
there we go. Look at that. It's unanimous.
Wow. Now, and what a great way to wrap up today's show, too.
The last show that you will be doing live in studio for pert near a month.
Yes. Pertinier month. We're off to Tobago. Tobago, underwatercarnival.com. Check it out.
You'll be visiting with those toboggans?
Maybe. Maybe. And maybe playing some steel drums and stuff.
Right.
Celebrating my birthday. Yep.
Yes.
Yep. And
happy birthday to you.
Well, thank you. And then straight from there all the way to Fiji for the Dive Festival or Dive Fest in Fiji. I'm really looking forward to that. We're going to go see our friends and stay with our folks at Coral Sun Resort. That's a part of Fiji I have not been to yet. Really, really nice place. If you look it up online, just Google Coral Sun Resort, you'll see what I'm talking about. But it looks very, very nice as a dive adventure for us. And then from there, we'll spend about 8 days or so in Fiji, hanging out with some of our buds there, the Darling Brothers from Voli Voli, our folks there from Matava as well. And then we'll all hop in a plane and end up at the Long Beach Dive Show, the Scuba Show in Long Beach, California.
But before you go to the Long Beach Show, you will be diving with Bob Mistral from Body Glove in the freezing damn cold Pacific Ocean.
Yes, we're working that as well with our buddy Bob Evans from Force Fan. So it's going to be fun packed, and you're welcome to come along as we broadcast from these different locations over the next 3 weeks. Till then, remember, it's always better
down where it's wetter.
Good diving, everybody.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated. Scuba
Radio. This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.